We've been hearing a lot about this term called cloud seeding. There are claims that you and many others say are simply false, that a cloud seeding operation a couple of days before the flash flooding could have contributed to the devastation in the Hill Country. Could you talk about that and why those claims are false?
Well, number one, a lot of people have attacked me and my agency for, lack of regulation over cloud seeding. Well, in 2011, the legislature moved the cloud seeding oversight to the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, TDLR. So we don't even regulate it anymore. I did do some research, and there was some cloud seeding done on July the 2nd, but it was a small amount, about 200 miles away from the Kerrville in Karnes County. So there's no reason to think the cloud seeding could have contributed to the flooding in Central Texas Hill Country.
Well, we do know that cloud seeding is something that does exist. It has existed for some time. For those who don't understand it and are just learning about this for the first time, could you explain what it is?
Well, what it is, it's been used since the 1940s. First off, you have to have a cloud, and then you seed it. The seeding is silver iodine. And it causes a little rain shower to pop up. Usually not much, but if you're in a drought, anything helps. If the cloud moves, well, it ends up raining on your neighbor instead of your place. And typically the way it would have been done, three or four neighbors or landowners would get together, pool their money, hire a cloud seeding company to go up and when everything's just right, seed the clouds in hopes that they could get a rain shower. So it's not that complicated. It's advanced. It's probably a little more advanced than the way I just described it, but basically that's the way it works.
And one of the key things that you said is the cloud has to exist before the operation takes place. It doesn't actually create the cloud.
That's true. The cloud, the rain cloud has to be there first. Actually, I have found a better way to get it to rain on your crops and try praying. That seems to work a lot better for me anyway. So that's the normal method that most agriculture people do is and the Lord usually gives us a good rain when we need it. So there you go.
Well, and the last question I had about this, and I think this is the biggest thing to debunk some of the conspiracy theorists out there talking about the operation that happened a couple of days before on July 2nd, regardless of this particular exercise that we understand that happened, all the experts, including yourself, have said that there is absolutely no way scientifically that any cloud seeding exercise could cause as much water as that fell to cause the Guadalupe to surge the way it did.
No, that was just kind of a freak that happened, and it wasn't caused from cloud seeding.